You're listening to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, your escape to reality.
Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is Saturday, August 31st, and this is your host, Stephen Avella. Joining me this week are Bob Novella.
Hey, everybody.
Jay Novella.
Hey, guys.
Evan Bernstein.
Hi, everyone.
And we have a special guest all the way from Sydney, Australia, Richard Saunders.
Well, hello.
Richard.
Thank you.
Yes,
you're for doing the Bob tired. Hello. Yes.
Oh, hello.
So, you know what? I got to say something. Our Australian counterparts love the Bob hello. It's very odd.
Really?
Yes. Iran, that's like the biggest joke that Iran and I laugh about. You and I always laugh about it. We marvel at Bob's. Does anybody know the Bob's very first episode hello?
Episode one.
Go back to episode one. Listen
Most
to
you haven't heard it.
Uncomfortable and weird Bob. And Bob's like, hello.
when Steve played that back, like what, a decade later? I'm like, you made that up. That's not me. I don't, because I had no knowledge of ever doing that. And then I'm thinking, why would I do that? That doesn't sound like me to do something so stupid.
You choked on episode one.
But that's the same voice you used in the Solar Flare adventure, Jay.
Yeah. Yes.
He played evil Captain Jay Novella in a space adventure I wrote, an audio adventure. And the phone rings on the spaceship. It's an Australian spaceship. So the phone rings. Hello? Well, hello.
It's become a meme.
You know what's amazing? Just absolutely, utterly amazing about the web.
Yeah.
I can play that right now.
Oh, wait.
You can play which right now?
Come on. I could play the hello right now.
Bob's hello.
Yeah.
So while you're doing that, I'll mention that Kara's not with us today because she's in Africa. So that was our old intro music.
Science.
Put it next to you. So. No.
Hell no.
That's why we no longer use it.
This week's show, The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is May 4th, 2005. Hi. I'm your host, Stephen Novella, president of the New England Skeptical Society. With me, as always, is Perry DeAngelis.
Hello.
Hello.
Evan Bernstein.
Hello, everyone.
And my skeptical brothers, Bob Novella.
Hello.
What the hell? I still think he faked it.
What the hell, Bob?
Wow. It makes no sense.
I love to think, like, Bob is like, I'm going to sound jazzy. I'm gonna have a jazzy tone to my. What were you
radio?
What were you doing, Bob? What was happening?
That's just it. I can't put myself in a mental state where I'm like, that's a good idea, Bob. Let's do this. It's not me, like alternate universe Bob.
Your first utterance to the rest of the world, and that was it.
So Jay mentioned, you mentioned meme, like, or Evan, you said it's a meme now. And so I'm in the elevator, and I love what they do to the elevators during DragonCon, because there's this Hawaiian woman on the top, and they put googly eyes in every elevator. They put the googly eyes every DragonCon. And I saw a sticker today. I'm like, what is that? And it said warning. Somebody put this. I'm a class 3 memetic hazard. Limit exposure to me whenever possible. Photographs, documents, and conversations about me must not leave the containment area. Just a funny, goofy sticker that would only happen in Dragon Con. Yeah. But I love the idea of a class 3 memetic hazard. Stay away from me.
We are at Dragon Con 2019. We should mention that. We record a live show every year at Dragon Con, at least for a number of years, and we record a private show, which is always fun. This is our most off-the-rail episode of the year, typically.
Can you tell?
Yeah, the Dragon Con private show. This is where we sort of, you know, let our hair down, and I give these guys a little bit more rope than I usually give them. And so I thought it would be fitting. I thought I...